The Ministry of Defense says it is in full control of the country's territorial waters, while the Air Force recently took delivery of 4 helicopters to enhance its operations. The Navy, in collaboration with other paramilitaries such as the Ghana Immigration Service, are to ensure tighter controls at the country's borders. Sector Minister Dr. Benjamin Kumbo, who serves us at the media press series in Accra, said despite financial constraints, the government continues to prioritize the Ghana Armed Forces.
The Ghana Navy has conducted a series of joint exercises and conferences, updated its skills, and strengthened the collaboration with other navies operating. By this year, the Ghana Navy joins other navies from the Gulf of Asia, Europe, South America, and the U.S. participate in the U.S.-sponsored multinational maritime exercise, codenamed Exercise Bangami Expedition, to enhance the collective capability of the Gulf of Guinea and counter illegal maritime activities. Further bolster the existing bond of friendship and cooperation between Ghana and the neighboring state, the Ministry of Defense sponsored 2 Navy ships led by the Chief of Naval Staff, Admiral G.M. Biakuro, paid a goodwill visit to Togo and Benin, April, and Cote d'Ivoire in February 20. During the visit, the Chief of Naval Staff and his counterparts from the neighboring states held discussions concerning challenges facing them in their maritime domain. They expressed their determination to conduct more joint exercises at its maritime domain. To enable it better perform this role, the Ghana Air Force over the past 4 years has seen significant additions to its platform. You may recall the recently acquired Diamond surveillance aircraft, the MI-17 helicopter, Qatar 2952 carrier aircraft, and the construction of the new ultra-modern hangar aircraft. Just in June, the Air Force took delivery of 4 Z-9 helicopters from China, specifically to support the Ghana Gas Company in the inspection of their gas pipeline. Apart from this, these utility helicopters will perform many other roles, such as medium lift transport, vertical power line inspection, anti-piracy and narcotic interdiction, as well as medical.
On recruitment into the Ghana Armed Forces, Dr. Kumbo said there are procedures to follow in order for one to be admitted into the service. He said anything contrary is criminal.
Processes for recruitment of other ranks and enlistment into the Army, Navy, and Air Force have evolved over the years. And today, they are so transparent that it is surprising that some people still allow themselves to be victimized by fraudsters. Claim they can get the awards to the Ghana Armed Forces. I would want you to keep this request in mind. Go and say an officer was recruited into the army. That is a crime. Neither can you say another rank was enlisted. The details of what is required of an applicant are clearly stated in the relevant advert in the daily. This does not require any middleman. Process is transparent enough. As a policy, regional balance is considered for arriving. But for those of you who might be interested to get your wards into the Ghana Armed Forces, the caution is that any of your wards fall along the way, let it be. The morality of those we recruit into the army, I don't know whether it is the truth that is finished, and we are now worrying each other. So many of us always claim, I want to hear the truth. But when you start the truth, how will they say, no, this truth, do leave it for now. Let's go to another type of truth. We know the history of recruitment into this country. We know times in which people that are not fit to join the Ghana Armed Forces found their way there. I can assure you that they are not fitted into the army and they are beginning to fit outside the army. Let's make sure that a disciplined area like our Ghana Armed Forces should not be the playground for politicians, regardless of which other political party they belong. You wait till we continue recruiting our military soldiers, our protocol soldiers, as they call them. The day Ghana is under attack and you need to be evacuated, I hope you'll be evacuated by the protocol soldiers.
The minister also announced that infrastructure for the armed forces continues to receive serious attention. He said affordable accommodation for staff have been completed and disbursement will begin soon.
Another A3B. headquarters in Burma Campus Park. Private partner has undertaken similar projects. Paradise Beach project. Work is progressing steadily under the housing for the reconstruction and construction of 360